The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this 13th day of April, 2005, for the next 2 hours, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. The program does air. We invite you to visit our site, www.rbnlive.com. And a programming announcement coming up, I do believe, this is April 18th. Alan Stang will be joining the network, and he will be on from 11 to 1 p.m. on Republic Broadcasting Network. So we welcome him aboard. He's got quite a litany and a history. You can go up to rbnlive.com and look at the talk show host, and you'll see his wonderful little face. And, of course, his bio's up there. He's been all over the place. So we're glad to have him aboard, and that should start. His son is actually rotating out of the military. He was in Iraq, and Alan is out in California as we speak, gathering up his stuff, and they're going to drive it back, and he's going to settle back here in Texas, which is a good thing. So it depends on whether he gets back in time, whether he starts exactly on April 18th or not. But for those that have heard Alan before, you know who he is. For those that haven't, you're in for a treat. He's an older guy that's been around the block a few times. And quite frankly, he's a good radio talk show host, and he knows the deal. Today I'm going to get into a lot of different news. The hidden hand of the CIA, 9/11, the Popular Mechanics deal, a story by Chris Bolin. Let them eat bombs. The doubling of child malnutrition in Iraq is baffling. That comes out of The Guardian. FDA studies show aspartame linked to brain tumors. And I'll get into a little bit about the lawsuit against companies poisoning the population with aspartame. This has been going on, for better than a year now, out in Sacramento, California. We'll bring up the speed on that. The lethal flu virus sent to 18 countries by mistake. Now, how do you think something like 4,000 laboratories in 18 countries have been asked to destroy potentially lethal influenza samples that were accidentally included in their testing kits? Talk about that. Beer giant threatens boycott over genetically modified medicinal grain. Anheuser-Busch Company, that's right, the people that make the Busch beer. That's B-U-S-C-H. You know, I was wondering who in the Busch family was going to copy what Jimmy Carter's family did. Remember his brother Billy? in his fit to relieve himself, I'm sure, of a pressure situation, would relieve himself alongside of tarmacs at airports and things of that nature. But I was wondering why they didn't come out with their own Busch Light beer. You know, that would be, you know, instead of Billy beer, Busch Light, B-U-S-H, light beer, or Busch Lip, whichever you prefer. We'll get the program started. All the news and information coming your way right after this.
Woo! My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gets you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Oh, I guess this is as good a place as any to start. The FDA studies show aspartame linked to brain tumors, and that there's an adjunct story to this. Atlanta PR Web, April 12th, a few days ago, or actually yesterday, consumer rights advocacy group Mission Possible is leading a campaign to fill a product liability lawsuit with New York and New Jersey residents whose brain tumors may be linked to the consumption of an artificial sweetener called aspartame. NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, etc. comes under different marketing names. Neither congressional hearings or repeated petitions calling for a ban have stopped aspartame manufacturers from exposing the public to this sweet poison. In fact, aspartame producers are reporting increased sales and boasting the marketplace edition of Neotame, a new aspartame product, explained the Mission Possible International founder Betty Martini. By the way, she is a doctor. For 16 years, the FDA resisted pressure to approve aspartame due to safety studies linking the artificial sweetener to numerous adverse reactions, including the development of brain tumors in animal studies. In 1977, FDA investigator Jerome Bressler released a report describing how in clinical studies submitted to the FDA, Cyril removed aspartame-induced brain tumors that developed in lab rats and placed them back into the study. That's right, they were operating on brain rats. If the rats died, Bressler reported, Cyril drug company would resurrect them, on paper. In a personal conversation with Martini and prominent aspartame experts, Drs. H.J. Roberts and Russell Blaylock admitted the studies were so bad the FDA removed 20% of most of the damaging data of his report. 3 years after Donald Rumsfeld became CEO of Cyril, aspartame was approved for the use in dry goods. Now, since 1981, the approval, the FDA has published a list of 92 symptoms of aspartame poisoning, which includes headaches, vision loss, including blindness, seizures, neurological problems, cardiovascular problems, and death. The FDA admits adverse reactions to aspartame comprise about 80% of consumer complaints it receives each year. Martini has been networking victims, scientists, and physicians under an umbrella of scientific data and published medical literature that has been growing since Mission Possible formed in 1992. Having exhausted her executive and administrative remedies regarding the removal of aspartame from the marketplace, Martini is convinced that litigation is the only way to spare consumers the misery of aspartame poisoning. Martini's reasoning is supported in the outcomes of recent product liability controversies. It was class action lawsuits, not government agency intervention, as the news media's led you to believe, that forced the epidemic of Vioxx-induced heart attacks out in the open, where the FDA had to take administrative action. Banning sales of the dangerous pain relief drug, information from the experts and in medical texts show aspartame is actually a neurotoxic drug that interacts with other drugs and vaccinations. The story of how aspartame was discovered and approved by the FDA has been pieced together over the years through documents obtained by Mission Possible that aspartame overcame FDA neurotoxicity, concerns, and is now found in over 7,000 commonly consumed foods, beverages, and medical preparations. In a case study of how power politics trump science and public safety in the product approval process. In one set of documents, aspartame producer G.D. Cyril used poor people from six third world countries as test subjects for a study conducted in 1983 and 1984. The data shows that over an 18-month duration of the study, some of the subjects developed brain tumors, others began to experience seizures. In one case, a pregnant woman spontaneously aborted, began hemorrhaging, and then disappeared from the study. The study showed that the numbers of people whose brains and central nervous systems are adversely affected by aspartame are statistically significant enough to warrant a review of its status as an FDA-approved artificial sweetener. But the FDA was not provided with the results of the Cyril study, nor was it allowed to review the clinical data. A study was done at King's College in England by Dr. Peter Nunn in 1999 on aspartame and brain tumors. Monsanto insisted that aspartame could not cause brain tumors because it doesn't get into the bloodstream, even though Martini says industry's own studies show it does and released this information in a report. Now, in the result of this study, it said, interestingly, when we exposed human brain tumor cells to nitrosated DKP, the cells became more motile and their rate of proliferation was significantly elevated. While it is somewhat early to speculate, it is possible that the aspartame breakdown product may be capable of enhancing the rate of malignant progression of pre-existing and possibly clinically silent and undiagnosed tumors in the brain. This is exactly what the famed neuroscientist Dr. John Olney said that when he made world news in 1996 over the aspartame brain tumor association. Now, Monsanto, the maker of the controversial bovine growth hormone that has been linked to the development of cancer in humans and cattle, bought Cyril and the rights to produce aspartame in 1985. They sold it in 1999 to other companies. The prevalence, and you people just thought they made carpets. No. They make a product that will rearrange your brain and possibly push it right out of your skull by way of tumor. Now, the prevalence of brain tumors in the U.S. has been increasing steadily, since the early 1980s. Today, about 70% of adults and 40% of children are regular consumers of products that contain aspartame. There is not one shred of evidence to suggest that aspartame is safe, yet our files are overflowing with studies and reports proving that aspartame is not a food additive, but a neurotoxic drug that breaks down to a brain tumor agent called DKP. And now, 25 years later, we have epidemic proportions of people developing brain tumors and a full spectrum of other neurological disorders. Remember our Back to the Future guy? What's his name? Fox? Always pushing Pepsi, Diet Pepsi products? I wonder if this guy realizes, Michael J. Fox realizes, that he might have been poisoned by the very product that he was pushing. I wonder if anybody's been kind enough to tell him, if he can still understand English, that is. And it's a sad thing. He's quite a popular actor. But there is many, many, many people out there, folks. I just saw a story the other day about a little girl that had a brain tumor. And, you know, I mean, stuff like this does happen. But according to all the information I've been reviewing, yeah, it's exploded over the last 25 years. There's more information on this, by the way. We'll clue you in on it. I want to continue with this because it, without having to interview somebody here, I can give you all the bullet points and then other documentation along with that. Now, aspartame's road to the marketplace approval and its effects on public health is extremely well documented. The aspartame story has been described in the 1,038-page medical text, Aspartame Disease, an Ignored Epidemic by H.J. Roberts, M.D. And you can look at that by going to www.sunsetpress.com. And also, excitotoxins, they're calling them the taste that kills, by neurosurgeon Russell Blaylock, M.D., also describes these problems. You can go to his site, russellblaylockmd.com. Former aspartame-induced multiple sclerosis sufferer Corey Brackett traveled over 7,000 miles to interview physicians, scientists, attorneys, and FDA investigators about aspartame neurotoxicity and how the former and now current Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, that's right, Rummy, used his political muscle to achieve aspartame's FDA approval. The result of this powerful video documentary, Sweet Misery, A Poison World, can be found at soundandfuryproductions.com. The largest collection of aspartame-related studies, the reports and case histories available anywhere in the world, can be found online at www.doorway.com. That's W-A-Y.com. And that is the Mission Possible website. Aspartame Toxicity Center is holisticmed.com/aspartame. And New York and New Jersey residents who believe they may qualify as a plaintiff in the product liability lawsuit against aspartame producers are encouraged to contact Mission Possible at 770-242-2599. That's 770-242-2599. To qualify, one must be able to establish themselves as an aspartame consumer prior to developing a brain tumor and fall within the 3-year statute of limitations. Now, the lawsuit that has been going on, and as I said yesterday on the program, not one word of this in printed or electronic news medias. Why? Because Monsanto is making one heck of a lot of money. The companies that are using their wonderful product, aspartame, are making a lot of money. And folks, I've got to ask, why are we using artificial sweeteners? You know, we went through the cyclamate thing. You know, we've gone through artificial sweeteners that have been found to be bad. So we're trying to duplicate something that, with very little processing, comes from nature, sugar cane, sugar beets, whatever. And the funny thing about this is the teaspoon, a good-sized teaspoon of sugar is only 100 calories. So if you're drinking diet drinks or using foods or anything else that's prepared that has aspartame to take the place of sugar, I've got to ask you, what are you trying to save? You know, I don't know, a few pounds or something? And I was just handing some information here. I'll have to read it during the break. But I'll get into this lawsuit against companies poisoning the population with aspartame. I mean, this is big, folks, probably the number one health crisis in America, and the medias aren't talking about it.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We've contacted Dr. Betty Martini. She's tied up at the moment. She might be able to spend some time with us toward the end of the hour. We're going to stay on that. Now, on the aspartame lawsuits that accuse many companies of poisoning the public, this is by Roberta Bellin, the National Justice League, out of Sacramento, California. And this was dated over a year ago, folks, April 6th. Lawsuits were filed in three separate California courts against 12 companies who either produce or use the artificial sweetener aspartame as a sugar substitute in their products. The suits were filed in Shasta, Sonoma, and Butte County, California. The suits allege the food companies committed fraud and breach of warranty by marketing products to the public such as Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, sugar-free gums, Flintstone vitamins, yogurt, and children's aspirin, with full knowledge that the aspartame, the sweetener in them, is a neurotoxic. Aspartame is a... Imagine this, folks, feeding your kids Flintstone vitamins. I know, Freddy's little friendly face on the label. And you're actually feeding your kid a neurotoxin. Now, aspartame is a drug masquerading as an additive. It interacts with other drugs, has a synergistic and addictive effect with MSG, an additive effect with MSG, and is a chemical hypersensitization agent. Now, as far back as 1970, Dr. John Olney founded the field of neuroscience called excitotoxicity. When he did studies on aspartic acid, which makes up 40% of aspartame, and found it caused lesions in the brains of mice, he made world news on the aspartame brain tumor connection in 1996. Dr. Ralph Watson, professor and chairman of the Department of Psychiatry, Northeastern Ohio University's College of Medicine, has written of the behavioral and psychiatric problems triggered by aspartame caused depletion of serotonin. Aspartame causes headaches, memory loss, seizures, vision loss, coma, and cancers. It worsens or mimics the symptoms of such diseases and conditions as fibromyalgia, MS, lupus, ADD. Oh, and what are they doing to our kids, folks? See, your kids get a little whacked out at school. They're a little hyper, and, you know, they're not paying attention, probably because the school curriculum is so boring, as I found it when I was in school. But their first thing is, well, let's put them on Prozac, because obviously Johnny has attention deficit disorder. And also diabetes, which is happening a lot in children and more with adults. Alzheimer's disease, chronic fatigue, and depression. And, of course, just revert back to my statement. When you have people that are depressed, what is the first thing you do? You put them on one of these psychotropic drugs. Now, this is sad. And this is why I'm saying, you know, not one word of this has been in the news medias about these lawsuits about aspartame. And excuse me for being so blunt, but I see a bunch of fat people sitting around drinking a Diet Coke at Wendy's, eating one of their salads that probably has more calories in it than any of their other grease-laden and mayonnaise and bacon with nitrites and all kinds of good stuff, you know, in their stuff. And they're in bad shape. They're in bad health. You know, so rather than these people cutting down on carbohydrates, you know, they think that sugar, when it's introduced to the body, I mean, it's going to burn that up right away. The second thing that's going to happen to your body with carbohydrates is those are converted into sugars, and your body burns those. Now, if you have an excess of carbohydrates in your diet, that's right, it just goes on your skeleton by way of fat. Pounds and pounds and mounds of it. You know, that's why the Atkins diet was so attractive to so many people. They said, well, I don't have to starve myself to death. No, you got to stay away from dairy products. You have to stay away from pastas, noodles, spaghetti, breads, cereals, things of that nature. But you can eat until you're full. Just don't eat any of the stuff that the aforementioned has in it. And you lose weight. And you're a lot healthier. Well, people didn't like that. Because too many people are making money off of selling you drugs to knock pounds off your body. You know, what did I see the other night? I forget the name of the product, but I saw a commercial with this hazel-eyed blonde beauty sits down in a chair and says, our product is much too powerful for the person that has 5 or 6 pounds to take off. You know, a lot of diet people out there, folks, are making tons of money off of the poor diet that we have and the information that people have about their diets. You know, we got more fat people and obese kids in this country than anybody else on this planet has. And I don't think all the fault is of Mickey D's or Wendy's or the fast food restaurants. I'm not saying they're good for you. But, folks, I grew up with McDonald's, and I can remember when their hamburgers were 15 cents, and I'm not obese. Well, I weigh about 185 and about 5'11". I've got a little spare tire around me, but I'm not obese. You know, I mean, your metabolism slows down. You got to adjust your diet accordingly. But, folks, stop eating all the carbohydrates, for gosh sakes. And you large, rotund people out there, all the onset problems you're going to have in your life by carrying all that weight around is not going to help you. And it sure as heck isn't going to help you drinking a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. You're just going to end up being a brain-dead fat person. More on this subject when we return.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'm not just picking on fat people, folks. You people out there that are skinny as rails that pride yourself on watching your diet and you're still drinking aspartame or eating it, that's okay. You'll make a good-looking corpse in your premature coffin. Recent news is full of reports of world-class athletes and other healthy consumers of aspartame suddenly dropping dead. Sudden death can occur from aspartame use because it damages the cardiac conduction system. Dr. Woodrow Monty, in the peer-reviewed journal Aspartame, Methanol, and the Public Health, wrote this. When diet sodas and soft drinks sweetened with aspartame are used to replace fluid loss during exercise and physical exertion in hot climates, the intake of methanol can exceed 250 milligrams a day, or 32 times the Environmental Protection Agency's recommended limit of consumption for this cumulative poison. The effects of aspartame are documented by the FDA's own data. In 1995, the agency was forced, under the Freedom of Information Act, to release a list of 92 aspartame symptoms reported by thousands of victims. This is only the tip of the iceberg. H.J. Roberts, M.D., published the medical text, Aspartame Disease, an Ignored Epidemic, 1,000 pages of symptoms and diseases triggered by this neurotoxin, including the sordid history of its approval. Since its discovery in 1965, controversy has raged over health risks associated with the sugar substitute. From laboratory testing on the chemical on rats, researchers have discovered that the drug induces brain tumors. On September 30, 1980, the Board of Inquiry of the FDA concurred and denied the petition for approval. In 1981, the newly appointed FDA commissioner, Arthur Hall Hayes, ignored the negative ruling and approved aspartame for dry goods. As recorded in the Congressional Record of 1985, then-CEO of Sero Laboratories, Donald Rumsfeld, said that he would call in his marketers to get aspartame approved. Or, I'm sorry, his markers. As if this is some kind of high-stakes poker game, I'm sure that it is. Rumsfeld was on the President Reagan's transition team, and a day after taking office, appointed Hayes. No FDA commissioner in the previous 16 years had allowed aspartame on the market. Donnie is just real good at killing things, isn't he? I mean, Iraq, Afghanistan, aspartame. He's just a deadly kind of a fellow. But he's real glib and a gas at parties, or I've heard. In 1983, aspartame was approved for use in carbonated beverages. Today it is found in over 5,000 foods, drinks, and medicines. Neurosurgeon Russell Blaylock, author of Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and as I mentioned his website before, RussellBlaylockMD.com, wrote about the relationship between aspartame and macular degeneration, diabetic blindness, and glaucoma, all known to result from excitotoxin accumulation in the retina. Now, all of these neurodegenerative diseases, now keep in mind, folks, we've got Codex Alimentarius that's trying to block natural homeopathic remedies and things of this nature. Why would they want to do that? You know, there's a lot of detoxifying products out there in the health food genre and in their market. Why would they not want you to get rid of your toxins in your body? Because they either, A, make money off of you when you're sick, or, well, with any of the associated excited diseases that aspartame excites in your body, well, then that means you've got to go to the doctor and you've got to get their brands of drugs. But, oh, that's right, it also interacts with drugs also. So when you think you're getting better and your doctor just has that sympathetic look on his face and, here, try this drug, you don't know how it's interacting with aspartame. Now, all of these neurodegenerative diseases are worsened by aspartame. In addition, we now have evidence that excitotoxins play a major role in exacerbation of multiple sclerosis and other disorders, including trigeminal neuralgia. Never heard of that one before. Blaylock says the new studies show excitotoxins trigger significant elevation of free radicals in the lining of arteries and cells, which means that aspartame will increase the incidence of heart attacks and strokes. In original studies, aspartame has triggered brain, mammary, uterine, and ovarian testicular, thyroid, and pancreatic tumors. Defendants in the lawsuit include Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Bayer Corporation, the Danone Company, William Wrigley Jr. Company, ConAgra Foods, Wythe Incorporated, the NutraSweet Company, and Altria Corporation, that's the parent company of Kraft Foods, and Philip Morris. Oh, so the cigarette boys are finding ways to cause tumors in your body. I see. But you can't smoke and you can't advertise cigarettes. That's right. But we sure can pump out that aspartame. Now, plaintiffs have asked for an injunction to stop companies from producing, manufacturing, processing, selling, or using aspartame. Plaintiffs in all three cases are seeking a jury trial. Now, this is serious stuff, folks. You know, we talk about stuff that they put in our water. We talk about fluoride, which is not good for you. We talk about all the stuff that they put in water that is really, I mean, really not good for you. But how many gallons, and I don't have the breakdown of how many per capita in this country drink Diet Colas or Diet Pepsis. I personally can't stand the taste of it. And I thought that when Pepsi, what was the product they came out with? What was in the red can? Something P2 or something like that, Pepsi. It was PepsiCo's product. And lo and behold, well, they had sugar in it, but half of it was aspartame, and it's billed as a lower-calorie drink. And I thought to myself, are they doing this because they know eventually you're going to have to pull aspartame out of it? And by the way, what would a cola tastes like with only half the sugar. And like I said, a teaspoon of sugar, folks, has got less than 100 calories in it. So if you're worried about your caloric consumption, shut your mouth. Don't eat as many fattening things. And it's so deceptive for people out there because they'll look at labeling on products and it'll proudly proclaim this is a fat-free food. Well, fats in a food doesn't necessarily translate to you eating that and you getting fat. It depends on how your body is and how it can burn off fats that you take in. Fat unto itself is not a bad thing. Well, and comparatively speaking, it's a heck of a lot better for you than, say, drinking aspartame. But, you know, these are some of the things, folks, that we talk about, things that go on. And people are just absolutely, they're not tilting at windmills. I won't say that. And they're not just raging at the machine. They are actually trying to do something for public health benefit. And it just goes nowhere. Why? Because everybody is connected. Our government and business are so tied together anymore, it's hard to distinguish one from the other. You know, the old adage, you know, grease the palm, slap the back, whatever the deal is. This happens all the time in Washington. But, I mean, it's getting to the monumentally stupid point here that they're so brazen about this that they don't care who knows what about anything anymore. It's a matter of what fire you want to put out first that's going to burn your house down. So if we can get Dr. Betty Martini from Mission Possible up on the program before the end of the broadcast, we will certainly do so. We'll interrupt anything that we're doing to get her up here. I want to find out where these lawsuits are at because I can just about see a crooked judge out there being paid off. I mean, because there's billions of dollars behind this, folks. I mean, this is almost as big as oil. Okay? So we'll see. Yeah, brain tumors. I'm seeing more and more of this. I mean, fat kids, not so much skinny kids anymore, but fat kids with diabetes. And they're trying to blame it on McDonald's French fries. Well, I don't know what they're putting in McDonald's French fries, but I know it ain't aspartame. Let them eat bombs. The doubling of child malnutrition in Iraq is baffling. You know, if they really wanted to kill the kids off over there, why didn't they just send them diet drinks? Along with the depleted uranium and malnutrition, well, that would have killed off a heck of a lot more of those little ragheads or potential terrorists over there. What do you think? A report to the... And that's tongue-in-cheek humor, folks. A report to the UN Human Rights Commission in Geneva has concluded that Iraqi children were actually better off under Saddam Hussein than they are now. This, of course, comes as a bitter blow for all those of us who, like George Bush and Tony Blair, honestly believe that children thrive best when we drop bombs on them from a great height, destroy their cities, and blow up hospitals, schools, and power stations. And let's not forget about water treatment plants. Sanitary conditions. It now appears that far from improving the quality of life for Iraqi youngsters, the U.S.-led military assault on Iraq has inexplicably doubled the number of children under five suffering from malnutrition. Under Saddam, about 4% of the children under five were going hungry, whereas by the end of the last year, almost 8%, and some cite even higher, were suffering. Now, these results are even more disheartening for those of us in the Department of Making Things Better for Children in the Middle East by military force, since the previous attempts by Britain and America to improve the lot of Iraqi children also proved disappointing. For example, the policy of applying the most draconian sanctions in living memory totally failed to improve conditions. After they were imposed in 1990, the number of children under five who died increased by a factor of six. By 1995, something like 500,000 Iraqi children were dead as a result of our efforts to help them. See, I keep citing these numbers, the 500,000 Iraqi children are dead, and I never saw that in any American newsprint, any American magazine, any American news show. But it comes to us from The Guardian in the UK, from Terry Jones that wrote this story. 500,000 Iraqi children dead. What did Secretary Madeleine Albright under the Bill Clinton administration say? Well, that's an acceptable number. Really? You know, do you wonder why folks that You know, between that and the outright torturing, putting little criminal minds, yeah, they keep saying, well, we may not have to have a draft. Well, that's because they're emptying the prisons of people with felony records and gang members and putting them in uniform. Even illegal aliens. Do your stint in the military, live through it? Well, boy, we're just going to give you a green card. Think about this, folks. I mean, there is so much stuff that's going on over in Iraq right now at the hands of our troops. And the news media keep reporting about insurgents and things getting blown up and things getting bombed. Folks, us being in Iraq is a total disaster. An absolute unmitigated disaster. And what did George Bush say just recently? Troops aren't coming home until our mission's done. Well, our mission's never going to be done over there because they're building 7 to 9 military bases in Iraq itself. So the military's always going to be there. And what are they going to use those bases for? That's right. Preemptive wars on other nations for the Israeli roadmap to peace. Now, evidently Bush is getting some heat on this deal because he just had Ariel Sharon at his makeshift ranch up there in near Waco, Texas. Good spot for it, George. But, you know, to put on a happy face about this, well, he's really mad at Ariel Sharon because they're not doing enough to pull the Israelis out of those settlements and give the lands back to the Palestinians. Folks, this is just for consumption to make you think that something is being done about it, that this president is concerned, that he's really mad at Ariel Sharon. I'll tell you what, George, try this one. Try withholding the $3 billion plus a year that goes to Israel every single year and has since the thing was founded in 1948, and see if you get Ariel's attention over that one. You know, you want to try sanctions on Israel to get them to do what you want them to? But again, folks, this is just smoke and mirrors. It's not that George Bush and Ariel Sharon have come to terms with this issue about the Palestinians and their right to survive in their own homelands. Uh-uh. It ain't anything like that. It's just when the heat gets turned up, they'll do a story like this to make you think they recognize the situation and at least it's being discussed and talked about. Now, getting back to this Iraq deal here, 500,000 children dead over there, folks. I've said that I've said that dozens of times on this program. People go, well, how does he know that? A year later, and here it is. Madeleine Albright, then the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, tried to put a brave face on it when a TV interviewer remarked that more children had died in Iraq through sanctions than were killed in Hiroshima. Mrs. Albright famously replied, "We think the price is worth it." But clearly George Bush didn't, so he hit on the idea of bombing them instead, and not just bombing, but capturing and torturing their fathers, humiliating their mothers, shooting at them in roadblocks. But none of it seems to do any good. Iraqi children simply refuse to be better nourished, healthier, and less inclined to die. It's truly baffling. And this is why we at the Department of Appealing to you, the general public, for ideas. If you can think of any other military techniques that we have tried, have so far failed to apply to the children of Iraq, please let us know as a matter of urgency. We assure you that under our present leadership, there is no limit to the amount of money we are prepared to invest in a military solution to the problems of the Iraqi children. In the UK, there may now be 3.6 million children living below the poverty line and 12.9 million in the U.S. with no prospect of either government finding any cash to change that. But surely this is a price worth paying. If it means that George Bush and Tony Blair can make any amount of money available for bombs, shells, and bullets to improve the lives of Iraqi kids, you just know it makes sense. By the way, Terry Jones is a film director, actor, and Python. He is the author of Terry Jones' War on the War on Terror. Yeah, and remember the first go-around? Do you remember what George Bush Sr. said about that one? Oh, yeah. Well, this will justify and make the Vietnam vets feel better, that we defeated this evil man. No, they didn't defeat anything. They didn't defeat anything in Iraq. And then it's amazing to me. The news media just keep cranking out the stories about the insurgents and the car bombings going off and the illegitimate government. They're not reporting that. We are. That are being set up in Iraq right now. The little puppets. That's right. of the U.S. And this is going to go on and on and on. You want to know why the Iraqis don't like us? We set their leader up to begin with. 42% of them, as of 6-8 months ago, 42% of the Iraqi people in the middle of all this said that Saddam Hussein was on the ballot, they'd vote for him. And, of course, the U.S. turns around and lies about his capture. Oh, we found him hiding in a hole. No, they didn't. That was a lie. There have been more lies spun around this Iraq venture in Afghanistan than you can shake a stick at. Pinocchio's nose would circle the globe by this time if a lie told made the nose grow by an inch each time. We'll take a break, folks. Be back in a few minutes. We'll open up the phone lines also, 800-313-9443. We'll do that right after this short break.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Second hour of the National Intel Report for international shortwave listeners out there, 7465 on your dial. The jury's still out on that frequency. We're testing it on a daily basis. Back to the news. 800, by the way, 313-9443, if you want to join in on the conversation today. Chris Bolin, which I've had on my program before, from the American Free Press. You know, it's really sick what Popular Mechanics did with the 9/11 deal. I mean, the bad stuff. And Danny, I know that you're listening in the other room. You always monitor the program. We have a link to the website. If you could come in here and explain that to me so I can repeat it to the listeners, I'd greatly appreciate it. A brutal purge of the senior staff at Popular Mechanics. Oh, there he is. End. And it is?
The link for which the...
9/11 associated stuff. What you were talking to me earlier.
It's our 911 page. It's just go to the sitemap and hit...
Just go to the sitemap, hit 9/11...
New World Order
page. And there's... What's on there?
Well, we got the aspartame link.
Okay, we got the aspartame link up there.
And we're looking for...
I don't know. I can't remember my name today. What were we talked about a few minutes ago there? Okay, whatever it is, you got it up there. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, check it out, folks. RBN Live. Go to the site map. Go to the 9/11.
Yeah, New World Order.
New World Order page, and it'll all be posted there. Thank you, Danny. See? People do actually listen to this show. The hidden hand of the CIA, 9/11, and Popular Mechanics. The purge of the senior staff at Popular Mechanics preceded the publication of last month's scandalous propaganda piece about 9/11. Pulling the strings is the grand dame of Hearst magazines, and behind the scenes, her obscure husband, a veteran propaganda expert and former special assistant to none other than the director of the CIA. The Reichstag fire, a key event in German history, and the steps that followed in suit leading to the Nazi dictatorship of Adolf Hitler, I suppose that's pronounced Adolf Hitler, provide remarkable precedents for what occurred in the United States on 9/11 and since. The fire that consumed the German Parliament building on the night of February 27, 1933, is widely believed, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, to have been contrived by the newly formed Nazi government to turn public opinion against its opponents and allow it to assume emergency powers. The day after the burning of the Reichstag, the government, headed by Adolf Hitler, enacted a decree for the protection of the people and the state. Hitler's emergency decree dispensed with all constitutional protection of political, personal, and property rights. Likewise, a month after 9/11, the U.S. Congress passed, without even reading, similar emergency legislation. Now, think about this, folks. The most draconian legislation this Congress, It may be a toss-up here whether it was the banking scam, 1913 Banking Reform Act, or the income tax that they put in the same year. It's pretty much high on that same list, but interestingly enough, this is the emergency legislation that none of these congressmen or senators even bothered to read, and they passed it. The Bush administration, USA Patriot Act of 2001, the pre-prepared massive security act's long title is Uniting and Strengthening America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism. That's the Patriot Act. More on this after we return. We'll be back in about a minute and a half here. And we're still going to see if we can get Betty Martini online from that consumer rights advocacy group. Thick lips today. Mission possible. So we'll try to get her online for the next hour. We'll take a short break and be right back. More news and information coming at you in just a minute and a half. Stay tuned. We must take the
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.